Chapter 3. Wind in a Bottle. Odysseus and his men ran back to their ships and set off again. Before long, they came to another island, which seemed to float above the water. Odysseus and his men pulled their ships up onto the beach and walked towards a golden palace. A tall man with red cheeks and golden hair like a lion came to the door.
"I am King Aeolus," he said. "Come into my palace and have some food with me."
King Aeolus and his family made them very welcome, and they stayed in the golden palace for many days. Each night, Odysseus told the king about his adventures in Troy. But one day, Odysseus started to think about his home in Ithaca and his wife Penelope.
"It is time for us to leave,"
he said to King Aeolus. The king looked surprised.
"Leave?"
he asked.
"Don't I look after you well?"
"You do," said Odysseus, "but I have not seen my home or my wife for a long time."
"Very well," said the king. "But let me do one last thing for you, Odysseus. Let me put the winds into a bottle. Then they will not blow your ships off their course."
The next morning, King Aeolus put a leather bottle into Odysseus's hand.
"Here you are," he said. "I have counted them. They are all in here, all except one light wind to help you on your way. Goodbye, my friend."
That night, when Odysseus was asleep on his ship, one of his men found the leather bottle.
"What has Odysseus got in here?" he said. "More treasures from Troy? Perhaps this bottle is filled with gold, gold that he does not want to share with us."
"Let's open it and see," said another man.
As soon as the bottle was open, the winds escaped and rushed out with a mighty sound. The 12 ships started to rock. One wind blew them one way, another wind blew them another way. Odysseus woke up and was angry with his men, but he could do nothing to stop the winds. By the time their battered ships were blown back to King Aeolus's island, they were all exhausted. And this time, King Aeolus was not happy to see them.
"You are a fool, Odysseus," he said. "I gave you the winds in a bottle, but you did not look after it. You went to sleep. Off you go. You will get no more help from me."